At about 55 miles left, I was passing exit 8 on the New Jersey Turnpike, and it was dry road conditions. I was running probably 68, 70 miles an hour, you know, right about the speed limit. And I guess there was a drainage clog, and then all of a sudden I ran into a pretty thick pool of water, and I was in a rental car, and, you know, I've hit bigger pools of water than that before, but I've been in SUVs. And so it didn't necessarily really scare me that much, but then once my entire car got into it, it started to hydroplane, and to be honest with you, I don't know how many times I spun around, but after maybe the second, third, or fourth one, I started to see the median coming at me, and so I just kind of braced up and was, you know, incredibly blessed that the airbags deployed. You know, I got a couple cuts, couple burns, and a busted lip. But you know, I walked out of the car, and the crazy thing was I put my blinkers on, I pulled my phone out of my pocket, and was just getting ready to call 911. Not because I thought I needed medical attention, but I knew that it was a dangerous situation with a car just sitting in the middle of the New Jersey Turnpike. And before I could call 911, I look behind me and hear a splash, and turn around, and there's a Nissan Maxima that was hydroplaning as well, and ran into my car going faster than what I was. So I sprint over to the car and try to look in the driver's side. There was airbags covering it. So then I try to open the door. It's bent. Try to open the door behind that. That one was bent up. Run over to the other side, and then finally the fourth door that I tried to open, I had to jiggle it a couple times and then put my foot on the car and pried it open. And I peek inside, and guy's completely knocked out and gushing blood from his nose. So I was a little bit nervous at that point, not to touch his neck. And so I'm trying to jostle his shoulder to wake him up, because if he can move, you know, we got to get him out of the car because it's about to be a pileup. So about 20 seconds went by. He woke up. I was able to unbuckle him and pull him out of the back of the car. And then, he kind of spilled himself onto the New Jersey Turnpike, and then we got onto the shoulder, called the New Jersey State Police, and they were there in, less than 10 minutes. So, it just makes you realize how fragile life is.
Is there any part of you when all this is going on that, maybe I should just bag it and not be at practice on Monday? Or maybe I should just
I worked so hard to, between taking that flight at noon San Diego time and then getting all the way almost to Newark, circling and waiting for the storms to pass, and then we were about to run out of gas, so then we redirected to Dulles in D.C., and they said a bus was coming. I waited around like 2 hours because it was a priority for me to be here for practice. I missed three of them last week, and I haven't missed an OTA in 10 years in the NFL, so granted, my family comes first, but so then I decided to rent a car because I knew if I kept waiting on the bus, then I was going to be late to practice, and Tom Coughlin doesn't get down like that. So rented a car, and everything was going fine until we hit mile marker 8, and that's when everything went down. But just so thankful. So feeling, I felt blessed before that, but feeling the love now.
Did your immediate thoughts after you got the person out of the car after the highway patrol came, did your immediate thoughts about back to your family again?
Yeah, I wanted to call my wife, but I knew it was 1:30 in the morning then, and I knew she would freak out because after everything she's been going through, and she's got all the hormones going from the baby, she was still in the hospital, I actually just got an opportunity to FaceTime with her, and she was brushing her teeth and packing her bag to leave the hospital, just glad my family has a dad, still. What happened, and are you okay? Because she knows I like to play the tough guy role, and she said, be careful, just tell coach you're gonna take the day off. But I felt up to it enough that I missed three practices. I'll get through this one, and I don't really have anything that's necessarily really bothering me that much. Just overall body soreness and some ribs and, cuts and burns, but, nothing major.
I assume you were wearing your seatbelt?
I was.
There's that campaign.
I was. That was my – I've always wore my seatbelt, but my New Year's resolution was no texting and driving. Mm-hmm. I'm just incredibly fortunate that that the car, the Volkswagen held up the way that it did, and the airbags worked really well, because I was really leaning towards getting the Hyundai, but Volkswagens are a little safer, and I knew that it was raining, so I'm like, I'll go for safety first, but very fortunate in the car choice that I had, and just, you know, God was looking out for me.
You're always such a positive person, upbeat all the time.
I'm playing with house money, man.
Do you feel like right now it's going to be even more upbeat just for the
I mean,
fact that you were
I've always tried to see the sunny side of things, and I think, you know, people are always chasing success in order to find happiness, but I think if you can find happiness, you'll find success, so I'm successful.
Steve, you obviously mentioned the idea. It's practice. You missed three last week.
Mm-hmm.
It is voluntary. You know, I know something drives you to be here.
Mm-hmm.
Why be here when all these circumstances
are going on? My family's here. You know, my family's here. You know, I took care of my family, Team Weatherford. But, you know, these guys are my brothers, and, you know, we got a lot to prove this year. Coach Coughlin's got a lot to prove this year. And, you know, we're working every day towards our goal of, you know, making the playoffs and then, you know, getting into another one of those magical runs. But, you know, I think all of that starts, you know, all that success that we're going to get this fall and in this winter, you know, all those successes are accomplished and earned when nobody's looking right now. And I want to be a part of that, you know. Family's safe, they're healthy. Mom's getting to go home today, and, you know, so I thought it was time. You know, she said, you know, you can go now.
What is that reunion going to be like when you see them again?
So it'll be emotional. You guys are going to make me cry.
if you had to do it again, would you still push to be here? I mean, and go through all that?
Yeah, I mean, I've driven in worse weather than that. I probably might have got a bigger truck, you know, if they have a Volkswagen SUV, maybe I would have got that next time. But, I mean, I believe everything happens for a reason. And, you know, if it wasn't meant to be, I wouldn't be here right now. But I am. And, you know, I hope this story helps people see things and, you know, maybe a different perspective that, yeah, anybody can be taken at any time for any reason.
It was
a Jetta.
Okay.
It sure held up really well for me. It looks like an accordion right now, though. I actually didn't call her. I was, you know, she's on medication, so she's in and out of sleep. And I was actually sitting in the back of a New Jersey State Trooper car, and he drove me 50 miles to my home in Hoboken. So incredibly thankful for that, because 50 miles away from home at 4 o'clock in the morning, there's not a lot of options for you. And so she called me about 50 minutes after it happened. And because I was supposed to be home at that particular time, so she probably set an alarm on her phone just to check on me, because she's a worrywart, and I don't worry about anything, you know. So it's a good yin and yang. But she asked me if I got home, and I was contemplated just saying, "Yeah, I'm home." But I was like, you know, kind of stated the disclaimer: I'm completely healthy, but I just, you know, just got in a bad car wreck, and you know, totaled my rental car. And but I'm fine. So she starts freaking out at that point, and this, that, the other. But she made me get off the phone and FaceTime with her right away so she could see my face. But tried to cover up my lip.